Carsten Vogt is at the German Ministry of Foreign Affairs in Berlin. He's coordinator of German-American cooperation there. Carsten Vogt, French President Chirac says the UN weapons inspectors need several months more. Chancellor Schroeder says if they need more time, they should have it. Does this mean that Germany flatly opposes a U.S.-British attack on Iraq next month?
I think it's very clear that we will not endorse any attack now. And it's very clear that we are in favor of more time for the inspectors.
You're in a different position from the French in that there are so many U.S. bases and so much U.S. Military equipment in Germany. Would the German government take the step of opposing the use of any air bases for operations in Iraq, say?
No, I don't think so. One thing is to say that we differ from the U.S. position in so far as the method how to deal with Saddam Hussein is concerned. We don't disagree with the goal of disarming Saddam Hussein. Another thing is to block our ally, our main ally, across the Atlantic, and that we won't do.
There is one analysis of events of the past year that if the United States had not threatened unilateral force without any regard to the UN, then France and Germany wouldn't even be saying the things they are saying about Iraq today.
This, I think, is simply nonsense, because not only what I hear from German politicians, but also when I listen to German voters, the Iraqi position has always been very unpopular in Germany. There never was emotional support for this Saddam Hussein. I think most Germans and most German politicians would even be in favor of regime change, only that we think there is no legitimate right to enforce it by the use of force by outside nations.
Mm-hmm. German officials there find something special about this American administration and the way it reacts to European complaints or the ideas of its allies in Europe? Or is this a fairly typical relationship between now Berlin and Washington?
We should never forget that on most issues in the world, the Americans and Germans agree. So, and we work closely together in the Balkans, in Afghanistan, and many other places of the world. But having said that, there is always, as I'm saying, a basic difference between Germans and Americans after World War II and so far as the use of military force is concerned. There is why we agree very often that some other nations or political leaders are following a wrong line, that we might dissuade them or have to enforce that they follow a different line. There is not the same conviction in Germany that we are representing the good. And I sometimes have the feeling that some people in the U.S. administration, not everybody, but some people in the U.S. administration do not only think that Saddam Hussein is bad, where I agree, but that they think that they themselves represent the last resort of freedom and the last resort of the good in this world. And that they therefore sometimes have a tendency to see the objection by other nations, not as a different type of argument, but that other nations are not so clear on who is good and who is bad. So as a moral point. And there I have sometimes difficulty to swallow that.
You're describing a moral arrogance is what you're describing. It sounds
I like. Would not say moral arrogance, but to see American views, American interests, automatically, more or less, they really believe it as identical, being identical with the good in the world. And that, which I, by the way, do not always believe, but I could swallow that, if they would not have the tendency at the same time to see people who object to them as being flawed on the issue of good and bad.
Carsten Vogt, thank you very much for talking with
thank
us
you.
Once again. Carsten Vogt, who is the coordinator of German-American cooperation at the German Ministry of Foreign Affairs in Berlin.